Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Is composed of nows.
Song it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is our second hour. It's why you're hearing Jacob Miller. It's why we're starting after 10 past 3, because we had Wayne Cook on in the last segment to talk about UCLA Stanford, a game you'll hear on our sister station, AM 1150, tomorrow.
Alert.
A 3 p.m. kick, a 12:30 p.m. countdown to kickoff with Tim Cates and the quarterbacks. So we are already an hour plus in. We are going until 5:30 toward Dodger baseball. Dodgers versus Diamondbacks. The final road trip of the season is this weekend. And first pitch tonight is at 6:40.
So exciting. We are off
at 5:30. So exciting.
Oh, come
worth
on.
Dressing up for.
It's coming right down to the D between the Dodgers D-backs and a lot of people inspired by Matt Money Smith's words to start the game. I can understand Matt's newfound clarity and love for the Dodgers. I would appreciate the little things if a bum almost snuffed me out in the blink of an eye as well. Somebody wrote that on the secret textoso line.
That's sometimes we need a bit of adversity to have some context and appreciate things that otherwise go overlooked.
Now, here's a guy in Arizona. I'm a longtime listener now living in Scottsdale. Matt just convinced me to go to the game tonight.
Look at that. You're welcome, Derek. I just sold you a couple tickets out there that otherwise would have been empty seats.
Exactly right, Matt.
Isn't that who's over there? Isn't that guy still there?
Derek Hall? I'm sure. Good stuff, Matt.
Rip. I heard he was going to be like the ambassador to Ireland or something.
You could always
at one
say,
point.
Do you like that, Berthume? A couple more people in the stands for you, Berthume.
You're welcome.
All right, but so we had the big game tonight, and we are excited because it is coming right down to the wire. And it has been a lot of fun. As Matt reiterated, you can podcast that later on the iHeart Radio app. But right now it's time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Well, number of the day, P, is a shameless plug. 1320 North Acacia Avenue. Normally, I would be reserving
Acacia?
Acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A. Acacia
Avenue. Yeah,
that's a tough
one. You know, that's like spelling Mallorca. You know, you might have to help people
right
out.
A-C-A-C-I-A, 1320 North Acacia Avenue. Because none of my children attend St. Hedwig anymore, the Autumn Fest is no longer on my calendar. So my Catholic carnival slash harvest celebration slash fall festival slash Autumn Fest.
You don't really get your fix, do you?
I got a shift. It has now been... my calendar is now full of a spot where my child is playing live music, and that will be tonight, the St. Juliana Catholic School of Fullerton, 1320 North Acacia Avenue. And yes, it's a plug for her solo performance that I will miss because we're doing the show from 5 until a little after 6 p.m. and her new band, Accidental Tendencies, that will be playing from 6:15-ish until 7. And I bring it up for the plug for those of you in the greater Fullerton area, but I also bring it up because it gives me an opportunity to do the carnival ride roll call that we always enjoy.
Well, I mean, they've had, you know, it's, you never see enough carnival rides in Southern California because we just don't have the carny. I mean, we get it, but we don't get it like we should and as often as we should. But there still is the Mary Star Fiesta in San Pedro. It still pops off by the Galleria in Lawndale. You know, there we get some stuff. You know,
It's a Catholic carnival of record. We are your Catholic carnival show of record, and it's not even close, which is why I want to make sure St. Juliana or Juliana gets the love she deserves. She's a saint, for God's sakes. And she's got the zipper, and she's got the cliffhanger, and she's got the tornado and the sizzler. She's got the super slide, the teacups, the Orient Express. I believe they'll rename that very soon, even though there's no reason to, but I'm just going to guess they're going to. And they got the Starship. They got all those things. And when you check that calendar, if you're just like, you know what? I think he said it was St. Julian. I think, but I'm going to check the Fall Festival website. You're going to see a band that's scheduled to play from 5 to 7 called Man in Crisis. And apparently there was a crisis for Man in Crisis because they had to cancel, which is why.
That you hate to see that.
You hate to see a crisis for Man in Crisis.
You know, maybe shame on you, St. Juliana, for booking a guy that's in crisis.
Exactly. You should have known. You should have known this was your lot. But thankfully, as there was a crisis for Men in Crisis, Preston Smith and Accidental Tendencies were there to fill in. And that is why a last-second plug for 1320 North Acacia Avenue in Fullerton from 5 until 7 p.m. live music and all the tickets you want to buy. Or the zipper, the cliffhanger, the tornado, the sizzler, the super slide, the teacups, Orient Express, or Starship. Also available to you in Fullerton tonight and all weekend long.
Exciting.
Isn't it? Is there anything more exciting?
I'm sure.
I don't think so.
We'll see it up on the Instagram, though, the band, right? Because Preston's just joined a band like when Janis Joplin joined the Big Brother holding company.
That's exactly right. Almost a direct parallel. So Preston Smith Music on Instagram, and now Accidental Tendencies. Surprisingly, that was not taken. Accidental Tendencies has an Instagram page as well, so you will see some live music from each of those spots as I have helped them, much to their chagrin and my delight, curate their playlist.
Nice, Matt.
Yes.
You know, I hate to see Man in Crisis show up halfway through, you know.
Hey, we're the good old boys.
Yeah, you know, and like, Man in Crisis starts freaking out like, you know, a guy that walks into a wedding, you know. Should anybody here object to this union? And Man in Crisis is like, I do! It's me! Man in Crisis!
Listen, I like to get the Venmo exchange just kind of over here in my car. I like you to sit in the front seat with me, and we'll just kind of go through it, and you can pay me here. I just scratch out my name right here on the check.
What I like to do...
Here's what I like to do.
And I write the check.
My brother Elwood starts the car and warms it up.
St. Juliana's home of the Falcons.
Okay, let's go Falcons.
And they, Father Mike is our guy over there, Mike, Matt.
I bet I'll meet Father Mike tonight.
USC alum.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Fight on, Father Mike. Who knew? The seminary was calling. Following your time... earning a degree from USC.
I hope if Man in Crisis shows up that Father Mike can get between you and somebody who could be dangerous. So it is time for the number, the word.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Today's word of the day is Sochi, a place that Matt tried to get me to go.
And we should have gone. Thing went off without a hitch.
It is race weekend in Russia, Matt. The Russian Olympics in Sochi did not go off without a hitch. There is an F1 race. It is not a processional track. It is not a city course. It is an autodrome, Sochi Autodrome, that goes around the Olympic auditorium there, a lot like the Miami one is going to be, around a stadium. And they're doing all the testing and stuff today and the quales. Very exciting, 5 a.m. race time on the 26th of September. So you'll be up early in Kansas City. You can get a sniff of that, Matt. I know you
get it in. I'm going to get it in.
And I don't know if you missed it today, but our favorite guy, Lewis Allwright Hamilton, knocked over his Jackman. He blew his Jackman out of the hole like a fullback.
He blew him to the moon.
Knocking a guy out of the A-gap. And he's like, oh, quite sorry there. So, but he's
watch where you're standing, dip S.
The Jackman is okay. And this is kind of a race that not everybody loves. Most of the drivers don't love it.
So, I think they hate it.
Yeah, so a lot of the people are... Well, I was trying to be, you know, come on.
You were trying to be nice, but they're a bunch of pinko commies. You don't need to be nice. Your track sucks.
Well, there's a lot of commies out there, Matt, these days, you know? And their track is sure. What it is. There are some overtaking spots. But a lot of people have used the opportunity to change their engine, and that means they start from the back. So a lot of people are kind of calling a smoko in the F1 world on the Sochi race. And the F1 report will return. I think I've only squeezed one in since the football season has begun. And we are going fast and furious in the F1, no pun intended. But just know this. We are aware of what's going on. We've watched hundreds of hours of YouTube trying to figure out who's to blame between Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton in the crash heard round of the world at Monza.
Last time I checked, he flew to a gala. He seems okay to me.
Exactly right. And he scootered up to
the... I love that he invokes the word gala. Well, yeah. Last time I checked, he flew to a gala, so he must be okay.
Yeah, and you think it's okay, Hamilton, to celebrate your victory in the Grand Prix? Well, Verstappen is in hospital! You think it's okay to have someone's hand all over your ass? So there is, and it was good to see Ricardo win, Matt. You got it.
The best.
The stout snout of the Aussie. It was great to see Ricardo win at Monza. So we are keeping track of the F1, just not a whole big old report because, well, let's be honest, Matt. You said it yourself. More people are listening to Dodger games on the radio than have a puzzo. I mean, it is crazy.
That's something. That is something. There's a lot of people out there with puzzos.
Just think of all the puzzos swinging around.
I mean, geez. Like half the world.
Exactly. And there's more than people than that.
Think about that.
Listen to the Dodger games. Wrap your lips around that. I mean, wrap your brain. I mean, run. Yeah. Ronnie.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
Snake Driver is the title of today's song of the day from the Reed Brothers from Glasgow, Scotland, along with their band, the Jesus and Mary Chain. Because the Petros and Money Show's back on your AM radio frequency with a Flex Alert on a Frogman Friday featuring 3.5 hours, spit it out of great sports talk that all revolves around Dodger baseball in the desert for the weekend, trying to charm the snakes and drive them back into their dens for the offseason. And it begins with Tim Cates. We'll have your Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck show at 5:30.
Hey, Ronnie.
Yeah.
You ever been to Half Moon Bay? Huh? You ever been to Half Moon Bay?
I don't believe I have.
You don't know that story? Oh, yeah. We'll be right back with more PMS. Eric Dickerson is going to join the show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They're tweeting, they're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at am570lasports.com.
For you, our loyal listener,
Petros and Money continues now.
Are you out of love with me?
Well, you heard Vic say it. We got a lot of football this weekend. UCLA Stanford tomorrow at 3 on our sister station, AM 1150. Countdown to kickoff at 1230. We got an 8 a.m. pre and a 10 a.m. kick between Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Chargers, Chiefs on Alt 98.7. Right here on AM 570, we'll have Packers 49ers and Sunday Night Football, and then Cowboys Eagles Monday Night Football. Four football games on our family of stations, and this football conversation is brought to you by the Ford F-150 with combined toughness and intelligence. Test drive one at your local Southern California Ford dealerships today.
Let's talk to him, one of our favorite guys, the great Eric Dickerson, a Hall of Famer, a superstar, a guy that carried the mail for years in the NFL. Before the third down back came in and bailed you out, you had one back and you rode with him until he died. Say it's all right. Eric didn't die. He looks great. Right. And we're here to talk Rams, Buccaneers. Talk a little Chargers going to KC. See the way the NFL season is unfolding. It's a great time to talk to one of the greatest players that ever lived. And the only guy that ever made a neck roll look good, Eric Dickerson. What's cracking, E.D.? How are you?
What's up, man? What's up? I like that introduction. I didn't die yet.
No, but you still know, it is amazing to me. I mean, I remember like the early third down backs, you know, Eric Metcalf and Dave Maggot. And, you know, it's just, it's crazy to think, like, I look at the, when I call a football game now, especially at the college level, you know, they're probably going to play five backs in a game. There's a little tiny guy that comes in to throw the ball to. There's a big fat dude that comes in, you know. It really is different. When did you notice that changing, and how do you think you would have dealt with that as a guy who was a one-stop shop as a player?
Well, I mean, I think I'd have dealt with it okay because, I mean, I could do both. I could catch the ball out the backfield. You know, we didn't do it. You know, my first year we did. We had Vince Ferragamo. I think I had 51 receptions for like 498 yards, something like that. But, I mean, look, as a running back, as a true back, I'm going to use that word, a true running back wants to be in the game. Like, these guys these days, it's very few true running backs. It's few guys that want to be in there every down, like a Derrick Henry type of back, Ezekiel Elliott. It's very few guys like that. So it's hard to find it. And the league has pushed that so much that you can find a running back anywhere. But if you have a great back, a guy that can do it, you don't take him out. I mean, that's just the facts.
E.D., what is it that separates Cooper Kupp from other receivers? I had a monster game against the Colts. And he's had monster seasons ever since he came in, one of the best receivers on third down. I don't know if it's because he's a white guy with a crazy beard and a weird look in his eye, but not enough attention being paid to Cooper Kupp as being one of the elite receivers in the league.
You know, I agree with you on that. And I think, Petros, you asked it last week, was Cooper Kupp becoming Matt Stafford's favorite receiver? And, you know, it's only been the third week. And I think right now you'd have to say, yeah, I think because, you know, he can get open. He knows how to get open. He's smart. You know, he can read the defenses. He knows where the holes are. He knows where to sit down. And that's part of the game. I mean, when your quarterback looks around and okay, sometimes he looks for you first and he can't find you and he may look someplace else and he comes back to you and you're open. He's that guy. I mean, he just becomes that guy. He doesn't have blazing speed or nothing like that, but he just runs really good routes. And that's in the NFL, that's what it's all about. You've got to know your quarterback. You got to know your game, and you got to know the defenses.
Last week, Daryl Henderson had the touchdown, but Sony Michel might have been the better looking runner. I don't know if you'd agree with that. It doesn't matter because Henderson didn't practice today, and some people think he might not dress this Sunday. What have you seen so far out of Michel, the back they traded for from New England, and your thoughts about that running back room getting even more thin if Henderson's not going to be able to go?
You know, I know you had to play because, you know, Daryl Henderson went down. And, you know, I always liked him in New England. I hate he played for the Patriots. He was a guy almost like Cam, could kind of find the hole, you know, kind of find that opening, get through it, and pick up those extra yards. You hit him in the backfield, and all of a sudden he falls forward for 4 or 5 yards. And I like him. I mean, I think that I'm sure right now he's still learning the offense, you know, because McVay has a pretty – no sophisticated offense, and all offenses aren't the same. People think they are, and you think you go out there and say, hey, you know, turn around, we're going to hand you the ball, you can go, it doesn't work like that. It's so much that goes into offensive preparation and a game plan and knowing the offense, knowing the audibles. And so I'm sure he's still learning that, and I think when he learns that, he's going to be a really good player for us.
Tom Brady is coming to SoFi. It's going to be exciting. The GOAT, so to speak, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are the defending champs. How big of a game is this? Because, you know, I mean, we're still looking at the month of September. How much can you put into an early game like this?
Well, I'll say this much here. I go to last week's game. Somebody just talked to me about brought up last week's game, how we almost lost the game. I said, but you know what the sign of a good football team is you win a game that you don't play well. And they didn't play well last week. They didn't play great, but they won the game. This week here, I think that the statement would be, we want to win the game for sure, but we want to play well. That's the most important thing. You want to try, because we're only in the third week, and guys are still learning the Matt Stafford. They're still learning to tackle. They haven't tackled in months. They haven't blocked in months. They haven't had pads on. I'm big on playing the game. You should. I really believe you should play in the preseason. If not two games, one game, but at least one game. You know, get used to it. So I think that's going to be a big part of it this week is how we played the Buccaneers. We beat them last year in Tampa. You know, how do we look? You know, do we look like a team that's going to be a team to contend with? So I expect it to be a really good game. I mean, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. You know, he can get the ball out of his hands very quickly. He has a plethora of receivers. They have a very good defense, and so do we. We have a very good defense. I think this is a good test for our offense and our defense. So, you know, we just have to wait and see. But I think the most important thing, Petros, is we play well. And you know as well as I do, sometimes you play well and you win, or you play well and you lose. Mm-hmm. So you can play great and still lose. That just happens like that.
Well, let me create a scenario in your head here, Eric. You're standing there on the sideline, looking good. It may be in a rib sweater or something. Everybody's, you know, pregame festivities. Everybody's excited at SoFi, and Brady's out there walking around. He's got to come over and kiss your ring, right? I mean, you're the Rams ambassador, you know. I mean, he's got to come over and say hi to you, right? You're not like, let me go say hi to Brady, right? He's got to come to you. You're the one in the Hall of Fame now.
Well, first of all, you know, I don't look at it like that. You know, he's a great player. He really is a great player, and I don't. And, you know, and then if I saw him, I'd walk over to him. Even I don't go on the field because there's really not a lot of people on the field right now because of COVID, and I'm good with that. Because let me tell you something. That stadium is so damn big. I'm telling you, man, I need a bicycle to get on that, a motorbike or something on that field. Because I'm everywhere. So I won't see him on this trip for sure. But you know, he's a great player, and like I say, he is the GOAT of all quarterbacks right now. And I have to say that, even though my favorite is still Joe Montana, but you know, he's the GOAT right now.
Would love to shift to the Chargers here real quick. A big one this week, ED, with the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Both teams 1-1. Both teams losing a tough one this past weekend, and now one of them is going to come out of this thing 1-2. The Chargers are 7th in yards and 28th in points. They are moving the ball up and down the field, and they just cannot cash them in for touchdowns. Can you think of, you know, when you were playing, just when that, for whatever reason, it would not go right in the red zone? You could move the ball all over the place, but when it came time to punching it in and getting 7 instead of 3s, the team just wasn't able to do it. I know it's only 2 games, but man, it's 2 games that the same thing has been happening.
Yeah, and 2 games are important, though. These 2 games, one game can come back to haunt you. And you're right, when I saw him play last week, one thing was killing him was mistakes, the penalties. I think they almost had 100 yards in penalties. Like 14 penalties, 12 or 14 penalties. You know, you just can't win football games like that. I don't care how good you are. It's like turn the football over. You could be the better team, but if you turn the football over too much, you're not going to win. And the Chargers, you know, they can move the ball. And the Chiefs, they give up a lot. they'll give them a lot of yards. But when they get in the red zone, I mean, sometimes, and sometimes, you know, it becomes a mental thing. It really does. For the coaches, and for the players, when you get in the red zone, we at the 10-yard line. Man, we can't seem to get it in. We seem to screw it up right here. Like, oh, we're on the 10-yard line. We're trying to get in. Oh, here we're going to mess it up. I think if it's early in the season. Like I say, I think people are still getting to know each other, you know, routes, you know, blocking schemes and everything. But the penalties are something that it's killing them. It's killing the Chargers. And the game like this one, you know, you can't, because Kansas City is going to take full advantage of it. You know, they're going to take it, and you know, they can move the ball.
Well, no doubt. They'll need to score a heck of a lot more than the 18.5 points they are averaging right now through two games. You'll hear that game on our sister station, Alt 98.7, at 10 a.m. kick on Sunday. Eric Dickerson brought to you by the Ford F-150 with combined toughness and intelligence. Test drive one at your local Southern California Ford dealerships today. Thanks, Eric.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Have a good one.
Eric Dickerson, everybody. You know Brady's striding over to that guy. Come on.
You better.
Kiss the ring. Even though you have 8, 12 or whatever.
I think it's 11, actually.
Jesus.
Playing a long time. Said he's going to play until he's 70.
Well, he looks like he's 20.
Well, you know, you got money. You can turn back the clock.
I like this. I feel like I'm in an elevator in the 70s.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in, I think you used to have an old Cadillac Eldorado.
I did.
The
all-black Movado and the all-black Eldorado.
Like I'm in that Eldorado and that Corinthian leather, cruising to the yacht club, wearing my Sansa belts, nice poly shirt with a big collar and a deep four-button,
plunging.
Maybe three of them are open. Plunging neckline. Nice, cool, mild.
Oh, come on.
Right? I stop at the stoplight and I see something I like standing on the corner. I say, hey, sugar.
And Mr. Peterson turns around and says, yeah. You want me to hop in, brother? Hey, Shug. How about give me some of that sugar, Poots?
Hey, Sweet Peas. How about some sugar, huh?
You know what this was playing? This is when Monday was just strutting around like that speedwalker. Just tick-tock, tick-tock.
He's got a car. But I've got a plane.
Poots are just bulging.
Oh.
Pulsating.
You think it's hot feeling some RPMs underneath you? Wait till you feel the wind beneath your wings.
That last part, I don't know. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
You know, tomorrow, iHeartRadio, AM 570 LA Sports, and Global Citizen are bringing you Global Citizen Live. Maybe you didn't hear about it because we haven't mentioned it until today. But it's a worldwide music event that's going to create awareness around the world's biggest challenges, like climate change, vaccine equity, famine, and we want you to join the movement.
VACAC?
Exactly right. VE. It's live at the Greek Theater tomorrow. Live performances at the Greek. Tate, give us the rundown. Stevie Wonder, who's playing?
Adam Lambert, Chloe, and Hale. Is that how you say it?
Sure.
Okay. Demi Lovato.
Oh.
They.
That's a big name. Who else?
No. Demi Lovato is they.
Oh.
Who else, Cates?
One Republic.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. That's Joe Klatt's favorite.
Ozuna. The Lumineers.
Oh, the Lumineers.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if the band is called Her or H-E-R. Her, okay. But it's,
remember him.
Yeah, but Ronnie's telling me it's Her, but it's actually H period E period R.
That's her.
Period. Okay. And 5 seconds of the summer.
Huh?
5 seconds of summer?
It's fall. 5 seconds of summer, closer to winter.
Well, the name of the band.
Yeah.
It's a
24-hour event across the pond. I guess Duran Duran will be headlining in London.
Duran Duran?
Part of it.
Double D.
What's that?
I just updated it on my Facebook page that Duran Duran.
Double D.
I'd love for you to visit facebook.com/RichardBlade to get the latest.
We got to get Blade.
And the Duran Duran being added to the Global Citizen Live.
We got to get
him. You want me to send him a message?
We do have to get him on.
Blade.
I'll work on it.
Got the autobiography out there.
It is time for a Secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup brought to you by our friends at Chevrolet.
The Secret Textoso Line.
There's Truck Month.
Sold out to Chevy.
We talked a little F1 earlier, Matt, in the 3 o'clock hour. We've been on for a while.
You damn right we did.
And it said, what about Verstappen accelerating while his wheel was on Lewis Hamilton's head? Whatever. He didn't know it was on his head.
Number one, he didn't accelerate. Because that's exactly what Crofty said. If he had accelerated, we might be having a very different conversation.
Yeah,
right, and
it ripped his head clean off.
Exactly. So he didn't accelerate. Two, he got undercut. That's why the damn tire was on Hamilton's head in the first place. And three, you heard what he said when he walked away. He was shaking the wheel, trying to throw it in reverse. And then he climbed a plane to go to a gala.
A gala.
He's fine.
Exactly, with his scooter. F you, Lewis.
Accelerated on his head.
Just got
shame
out of,
on you.
Just got out of my vasectomy, P. Wasn't so bad. Huge shout out to the nurse who taped my puzo to my stomach. Appreciate it. Yes, it's hard. And whenever we get a vasectomy around here, we always remember that the ladies, they go through that all the time. You know, they got to be violated every way to Sunday, every year with the gynecologist. So, you know, one time they carve up your poots, you know, hey, it's the least you can do, right?
I just hope you're, listen, don't go celebrating too early, pal.
Yeah, yeah, take
it easy. Better
keep
those damn peas on your junk.
Yeah, don't be like,
don't mess around.
I feel great, you know, yes. And then start doing squat jumps.
Next thing you know, it feels like someone's perpetually booting you in the balls for the next 2 weeks.
So, Matt, you're headed down to see, Man in Crisis is out, and Preston Smith is in. So you're going down to Fullerton to see the Catholic Fair. And somebody just texted me, I'm driving by Circus Vargas as we speak, 405 in Laguna Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Direct competition with all the local carnivals. And ain't that the truth? Circus Vargas was the big top circus.
Oh, it's the beat up circus.
Circus Vargas.
Come see the elephants. And it's like this busted up elephant with three legs.
So what? It's still an elephant. It's a little sad. Perhaps Circus Vargas has fallen down on its knees. But, you know, at least it's a real circus, not a punk-ass arena circus like Barnum and Bailey.
Hey, Catholic school carnival. That's the real circus.
Yeah, that's for real. Does Money feel the same way about the Patriots as he does the Astros? Or does he only whine about teams that beat L.A. teams? Ooh.
Great sports talk.
Ooh.
Great sports talk.
That is a hot take.
Right? How hot was that?
That is hot.
You wear that right in your balls, huh?
I mean, we're so tight with Zolak that it's hard for us to get upset with the Patriots.
Did you know that Dan Beyer from Doug Gottlieb's show and FSR fame had Richard Blyde DJ his wedding?
Did he really?
I feel like we missed the boat.
When Blade does the DJ at the wedding, does he still do the panty call? Or does he table that because it's a wedding?
I don't know. That's you know, sounds like a Blade question.
Right? I mean, is that limited to the Palace on Saturday night?
How much does it cost for us to get Blade to DJ our show? Like, I don't want to step on Ronnie's toes, but like, let's say we have like a live event and like one of our guests is Blade and he's going to play a set. Like, how much does that cost?
I mean, that's what's great about a wedding is when Blade would DJ... He would just play. It was like listening to K-Rock.
Right.
He would just play like Erasure, and then he would come on and talk, and he would do like wet T-shirt contests and a bangle, and like mess like maker.
Moose McGillicuddy's back in the day.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's call him. I think we should call him.
I don't think we can afford him.
How much?
out of our price range.
How much is Blade? How much?
I'm guessing he's probably like $200 an hour. Maybe more than that.
We could afford that.
No.
We can get it. I'm booking right now for 24 hours if he's $200 an hour. We'll do 24 hours of Blade.
I thought you were going to be like, it's 10 G's for Blade to play Under the Milky Way by the church.
He'll
like,
do it for a couple of T-shirts.
Exactly, dude.
Okay.
Oh, don't act like Blade is trying to book Harry and Meghan Markle, and I'd want Blade instead of them anyway. At least he's a real Brit, right?
He's Matt? A real author now. He's got a couple of books out now.
Yeah.
Yes, we're listening to a little of respect. It's time to get rid of your self-respect and
Malton
get up on stage.
Stand down, ballet.
You just heard, I know this much is true. I know what's true. Some of you girls are going to show me your boobs.
Coming up next, Martin Gall.
Hey, Richard Blade is 1,000 times the Englishman that freaking punk-ass Prince Harry is running away from his problems.
He's a local. Blade. He's a treasure.
We love you, Blade.
He's a damn treasure. Just can't get enough. I just can't get enough of your act.
Blimey, guys. Most of the stuff we said back in the 80s wouldn't go over too well now, would
Here's
it?
Here's my fellow countryman, Adamant.
All right, we'll be back. We have Dave. College football win. Richard Blaine.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.